From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO defense ministers are holding talks in Brussels over the next 2 days. They are focusing on the alliance's strained relations with Russia, cooperation with Mideast nations battling extremism, and cooperation with the European Union. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter shook hands and embraced the French defense minister and the Turkish defense minister at the start of meetings on Wednesday. The NATO alliance has launched surveillance flights along Turkey's border with Syria and Iraq to support the international coalition effort against the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Russia has canceled plans to refuel warships heading for the Syrian coast at a Spanish port, according to the Spanish Foreign Ministry Wednesday. It comes after Madrid came under pressure to refuse them permission. The Russian flotilla had been expected to take on fuel and supplies from Friday at the port of Ceuta. There had been concern that the three ships could take part in airstrikes in Syria. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday that extremists linked to the Islamic State have abducted and massacred at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed happened near the capital of Ghor province, and it's alarming for officials because it's the first known IS activity in the area. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the victims were collecting wood for the winter when they were captured. Turkey said Wednesday that it will press its military offensive in Syria until the Islamic State is driven from the town of Al-Bab, despite a warning from forces allied to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and a helicopter attack on the rebels it backs. Turkey's incursion into Syria has complicated an already messy battlefield in the northern part of the country. Turkish-backed rebels push south towards al-Bab and face confrontation from forces. This is VOA News. Officials in Belgium resumed talks Wednesday aimed at breaking the deadlock, holding up a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. Belgium's Wallonia region has balked over the agreement's arbitration system and its labor, environment, and consumer standards. The global gap in earnings between men and women will not be closed for another 170 years if current trends continue, according to the new report from the World Economic Forum. The group's Global Gender Gap Report was released on Tuesday and lists economics and health as the most challenging disparities between men and women worldwide. At least 3,800 migrants and refugees have perished this year while trying to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe. It's the highest ever toll on the perilous route, according to the UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler Wednesday. This comes as a director of the EU Border and Coast Guard Agency expressed concern Wednesday about the security of EU vessels which sail close to Libyan waters in their efforts to save migrants from unseaworthy dinghies. Fabrice Legeri spoke to the Foreign Press Association in Rome.
If we compare where search and rescue operations took place 2 years ago, where they took place 1 year ago, and where they take place now, this year, it's closer and closer to the Libyan shore.
That is Fabrice Legeri speaking to the Foreign Press Association in Rome. Fresh fires broke out Wednesday in the jungle on the second day of dismantling the squalid migrant camp in northern France. Huge clouds of black smoke billowed over the sprawling settlement near Calais, which French authorities said they expect to finish clearing out by the evening. Police said four migrants had been arrested on suspicion of arson. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Wednesday that it had negotiated the release of 145 child soldiers from two rebel groups in South Sudan. UNICEF estimates that around 16,000 children are currently fighting or working as porters with armed groups in South Sudan. Toyota Motor Corporation Wednesday said it was recalling about 5.8 million cars at home and abroad over potentially faulty airbag inflators made by the Takata Corporation. It includes those used as replacement parts after a 2010 recall. China will carry out military drills in the South China Sea all day on Thursday, according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. It's ordering all of their ships to stay away. The exercises come less than a week after a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near the Paracel Islands. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.